True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, it's 5 o'clock. No, it is not time for another porridge bit. Text line.
Oh, come on. We got so much time left.
Yeah, come on. You know,
it was too cold.
I was listening to that segment, and I thought it had potential.
Me too.
When did it lose its potential? Kind of early in the segment.
I can tell you the exact moment here.
This porridge is too cold.
Oh, my God.
When basically Andy was waiting for the drop to happen, it was like a little slow on the drop.
Execution wasn't great.
Yeah.
It wasn't great, you know.
But I think you guys were kind of on the right path there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's still potential. It just needs to be workshopped.
It needs to be ironed out.
Wayne Gretzky. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
I'll let you know when my next vacation day is so you can do that again.
I love how you guys are just kind of like
washing your hands of the whole. I had nothing to
do
with that.
I wasn't there for that. I wasn't
that wasn't my fault.
All right, it's 5 o'clock. That means it's time for The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep.
Top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
To steal a shtick from The Rock, who is suddenly skinny, is a wee little man. I don't know if, Ted, you've seen this. You seen The Rock?
I saw that. Was he lost like 60 pounds or
something?
Yeah.
He is shrunken.
Well, it's a combination of he lost a lot of weight for the role he played and, by the way, get ready for Dwayne Johnson, Academy Award nominee, to be a legitimate sentence.
Yeah, this movie looks really good.
Really?
And it's based on a true story, a UFC fighter, one of the first UFC fighters.
Okay. Yep. Yeah.
It looks good.
It's getting rave reviews.
Do you know The Rock? He tried to get and play in the NFL and he couldn't.
Well, he played college ball, right? He played college ball.
What a bust, right? This guy sucks. He hasn't done anything.
That was Ted's way of saying, I'm better than The Rock.
Just saying.
But he also had gut issues, apparently. So that may
be
of interest to you. Yes. No.
It's a chance to talk BMI. Go
for it. IBS, not BMI.
Oh, whatever. IBS. Okay.
Get your acronyms right. It is football season, right? Finally, football is back, baby, in Foxborough. Sunday, 1 o'clock, Patriots, Raiders. Stick around for about 25 minutes. We'll give you our picks for a six-pack of games plus the Patriot game. But we are all excited, I think. I don't know if we know what we're going to get Sunday when the Raiders and the Patriots meet, but we're all excited, and I know we're so excited that we needed a little montage.
We don't care how you got here. You don't care how I got here. I don't care how you got here.
Stevenson breaking through the contact, and he takes it in.
Undrafted.
He just made the football team, guys.
And chiseled.
Free agent.
To the 5-inch touchdown.
First round.
I'm going to fight and die to protect them with everything I've got.
when you go out there in between the lines.
Made by rolling himself into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
It doesn't care what car you drove in. Do your job.
I got to tell you, I could have used the montage before I made my season prediction. I feel like I would have bumped it up like a full win. I'm a sucker for a montage.
I love a good montage.
Like, I'm ready. I'm ready for Patriots, Raiders, stuff. Vrabel. That was good stuff.
I kind of like that. You know, doesn't matter what car you drove in. Can you play football?
Yeah, absolutely.
I have a nicer car, but that doesn't mean you can play football.
And do we feel good about how this team is going to play football? Like, we're starting to come down to our final hours. I know, Ted, you'll be on the pregame show, so you'll have some final thoughts.
Yeah.
Including, I don't want to give away what's going on, but I think there's going to be a Ted's 10 question segment on that.
That's what I'm told, yes.
I look forward to that as a listener.
Been prepping me about this segment.
So I look forward
I hope
to that.
I'm ready.
But where do we sit as of Friday afternoon? Where does your confidence level? Not in the season, not the I'm just talking about the matchup they play on Sunday. Pete Carroll versus Mike Vrabel, two new coaches. Drake May, his first start. Everything the Raiders, the whole thing. Where do we sit?
I sit in an optimistic place. I feel good about this team and the direction. I just felt like the practices were professional practices. I feel like it's a professional kind of environment. I feel like they go to work, they get their stuff done. There's not a lot of BS going on with the practices I went to. And so that to me is a big change from what I've seen here the last few years. I think they're going to be ready to go. Will they have the horses? I don't know. But I think you're not going to see a team that's going to make dumb penalties. I think you're going to see a team that's smart. And that's to me is half the battle. So I'm feeling pretty good about this team, Fitzy.
Yeah, so am I, Ted. I feel like we were really hype in springtime after the draft and free agency when the Vrabel mania, as he carried us through, as Mike Giardi said, as the offseason MVP, got into camp. Things were still good, and they cooled off the last couple of weeks from the Rats to Jabril Peppers. And now I think even with Gonzo being out for Sunday, things are buoying back up. They're trending in the right direction. And I feel like we're going to get a chance to like see it all come together Sunday. Is it going to be perfect? No. Is it going to be immaculate? Probably not. But is it going to be markedly better than what we've watched the last couple of years since peak Brady and Belichick? I believe so. And that's a step in the right direction and what I can't wait for.
Ted, I asked Fitzy to kick off the show. What is the biggest reason for excitement for the Patriots? If you're excited, a question, by the way, that was once answered by Bill Belichick as, I don't know, last 25 years would be the reason for excitement.
That was nice, wasn't it?
So that's not the answer this year. We know that's definitely not the answer. That was terrible. Golly. That was the real beginning of the end in my mind here in New England. That comment was like,
the guy that always says, you're on to the next year.
Yep. Nope.
The last 25.
Suddenly looking back to the last 25. But what's the reason for excitement?
Because I think they have the coach and the quarterback. I mean, that's the reason.
You sure about both?
I think they have the best head coach quarterback combo they've had in the last 5 years. So I would say, am I sold on Drake May? I'm still hesitant because I need to see more. But I'm optimistic. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm a believer in Mike, of course, being a former teammate. He was the smartest teammate I ever had. I always thought he'd be a great head coach. Here he is, a head coach for the Patriots. So I have a lot of faith in Mike. And I just think the quarterback has the ability. Can he put it all together and start winning football games? That remains to be seen. But those two things are what makes me optimistic, Fitzy.
That's right. And I'm just looking forward to, you know, we talked to Mike Giardi in the 3 o'clock hour about differences that we were going to see in the team overall with Josh and with Drake as well. And I'm just looking forward to noticing some of the improvements, some of the things that we can tangibly see that Josh McDaniels has made points of emphasis in the offseason. And I'm also looking forward to everyone who said, oh boy, it just sort of looks like the same Josh McDaniels offense to me. I'm looking forward to the one, two, or three wrinkles or plays where we say, hey, that maybe is what he added or decided to focus on now working with a hyper-athletic quarterback following his spiritual journey since he got kicked to the curb by the Raiders.
Good news, bad news on the injury front. Bad news, Christian Gonzalez is out. He's not going to play. But good news is, according to Mike Onwenu on Jones and Keefe, don't worry about Will Campbell. Okay. He'll be fine. He'll be out there. So Mike Onwenu, whether he's supposed to say things like that or not, indicated he was not worried about Will Campbell at left tackle. We're excited about the offense. We're excited about the defense. Special teams, though, we see it a lot. Week one, big returns, big plays in the kicking game. Being that it was a Patriots Friday, we talked to Jeremy Springer, the coordinator of the special teams here in New England, and he gave us a little insight on some guys you might want to keep an eye on in the kicking game.
any guys that have sort of come on out of nowhere this year? Are there any new guys that we should kind of have our eyes out for in terms of the return game, gunners, tackles, or possible special team superstars?
You know, I think we got a pretty a sound group of guys that I'm excited about. You know, Jack Gibbons comes to mind because he's done a great job throughout camp, and that was a great sign for us. I think Marte Mapu, who's done a phenomenal job coming in, doing his thing. Del Pettis, a guy we had last year as a free agent, who's back with us on the roster, who's made his way and just continues to fight. You know, and we'll see how this thing gathers on into the season, right? Because there's going to be guys that are going to show out. There's going to be guys that get injured, new guys pop in, and they continue to progress. And I'm just excited. But those, some of the new additions we got this year, you know, Craig Woodson as well. I know he's starting at safety, but those things like that. I'm just excited to see these guys develop throughout the year, see which guys end up being core guys for me ultimately, and then which guys actually graduate to offense and defense, and they do their thing on that side.
I don't think it's huge news, but Fitzy immediately picked up on, he did say Craig Woodson starting at safety,
yeah,
so
no
gave
surprise.
Us a little definition, which was, again, reported when people were talking about why Peppers is out. Maybe he was mad that he found out those other guys, Hawkins and Woodson, are starting at safety. But the kicking game, we saw it last night. There were some different aspects of it. The Dallas kicker struggled a little bit early. He had a couple touchbacks early where it was like they were wondering if he was too amped up putting it in the end zone. It does seem like this play is getting to where they wanted it to be again, where it's impactful, people are going to return it, there's some scheme involved, there's some big plays coming. And from a Patriots perspective, we saw it right out the gates in the preseason with Travion Henderson taking one back. Do you think this is a strength of this team, even with the kicker, Andy Borogalis?
I do. You're saying he's not capable of being able to kick it down into that 5 yard?
No. I'm just a little worried about him in general. He didn't make me feel great in the
I'm always nervous about rookie kickers.
Yeah.
You know, and you go, well, you got a rookie long snapper too. So rookie long snapper,
oh, great
kicker. And so that's something to be concerned about. I like that, of course, you know, you would think that Coach Springer is on top of the trends for the new kickoff, and knowing that it's maybe better suited to have running backs back there as opposed to your traditional returners.
Yep.
Because it plays a little differently than the old wedge kind of thing. And so I love Travion Henderson back there because you saw what he did in that first game. So why can't he do that when the regular season starts?
He's a weapon, Fitzy. You ever hear this?
Yes. That's a weapon. a legitimate weapon. And also, I'd like to point out that as I discussed in the 3-point stance, and you talked about when we did our Pats predictions as well, no one was talking about Mondre. Excited to see if he actually comes out mean, lean, tough, and ready to go. But also, Andy, like, I think Travion Henderson's impact for all the fans that are like, he's going to carry 15. I drafted him third round fantasy, 15 carries, 6 receptions, 150 total yards, 2 touchdowns. Like, guys, he's going to get a couple of kickoffs. If he touches the ball, what are we going to maybe say? 7-8 times Sunday? That would be dynamite.
Who would take Travion Henderson in the third round of a fantasy draft?
The Master Blasters. Come on, let's go.
Let's go, baby.
We ain't messing around. What, home team or no team,
let's
baby.
Go, buddy. By the way, who got Christian McCaffrey in that draft? Do you know? I'd be curious.
I don't.
Because I know it wasn't me. I would stay away.
He did not practice today.
Yep.
And so whoever got him, good luck, suck on that. But
whoa!
The Travion Henderson as the kickoff returner, I love that. And I just like that they're making the kickoff relevant again. I liked when they moved the extra point back. What was it, 10 yards?
Yep.
So it went from basically being 99%, you know, basically guaranteed to 91%. Well, that's a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to stay. You don't want to go get, you know, go to the potty too quick. You want to see if they make that extra point now. Same thing with the kickoff. You want to see if they can return it.
Yes, Dan Ball?
I don't know why we didn't get the answer, but right now Christian McCaffrey is owned by the Bag Grabbers, otherwise known as Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Oh,
yeah. Loser! Oh, yes. Loser!
None too happy. Here's a developing story. I regret taking Christian McCaffrey.
There you
go. I was going to say, it's a weird question, but who would you rather have, Travion Henderson or Christian McCaffrey?
Travion Henderson.
At this point, I would rather have the guy that isn't made from the reconstituted parts of J.D. Drew.
So we talked to our guy Mike Giardi, as we do each and every Friday here on WEEI Afternoons, and we wrapped up the interview asking for his pick for the game, and let's say he was optimistic. So before we let you go, who are you picking Sunday?
So I would have told you maybe 2-3 weeks ago it was going to be the Raiders, but just the more I look at the way the Raiders are aligned defensively in the back seven particularly, I think their linebackers are run stuffers and nothing else, and I think their secondary is god awful. So I think the Patriots are going to score some points. I don't know, 28-24 sounds about right to me.
Oh, he's such a homer. He's such a homer.
Yes, that's Homer, Mike Giardi. But yeah, he admits that he was actually leaning on the Raiders side not too long ago, and then maybe did a little more research, got comfortable, and or became just a homer, and it's easier to pick, you know, for the Patriots than against them. Yes, Dan Ball?
I feel like that's kind of backwards logic from what we're seeing a lot around here. I think a lot of people were higher on the Patriots 2 to 3 weeks ago,
yes,
and then have flipped.
Yes, so
it's the defense for the Raiders that has everybody kind of looking at it way.
Yes, but I don't feel confident enough in the Patriots' offense necessarily.
Right, to take advantage of
like
the bad defense.
Vrabel has said all along, like, we want to get in position to take advantage of bad football.
Right, right.
I don't know if this offense is ready to take advantage. If this were, you know, obviously it's a terrible example, like Tom Brady, like some established offense, I'd be like, oh, my God, they are going to carve up this defense. I'm not sure I'm ready to say this unit is ready to just roll out there and carve anybody up. Let's mix in a couple phone calls here, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Matt in Rhode Island. What's up, Matt? Can you pop that up, Stiz? My clicker doesn't work.
What's up?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys? I didn't think I'm McDaniels, but first, I'm still a little disappointed they released Peppers. I mean, I don't know what he did behind the scenes, but, you know, but I think, you know, that's going to kind of, that'll be regrettable. But as far as this game goes, I see McDaniels, like, really accounting for Crosby, neutralizing him on every play, and I see Trayvon getting to the second level, and he gone. Thanks.
He gone.
Right, thanks for the call, Matt.
How do you control Max Crosby? What are things you do as an offensive coordinator?
I mean, the classic is, A, get rid of the ball quickly.
Okay, that's excellent.
Which they've always done.
It's a good one.
Now,
what
are
else?
They ready? Trayvon Henderson is a dynamic weapon and also supposedly your best pass protector. So he can help out there, chip and get off.
Because
that helps you two ways. Chip and boom, he's in space, get him the ball.
So that's two, yeah.
Like, I like those ideas if they can execute them. What else you got? Run right at him?
You run right at him.
Yeah, I knew you were going to do that. Run right at him.
That's what I love.
How did you stop J.J. Watt? You got the ball out fast, and then you double teams, and you ran right at him. And then you also do screens and draws. And that's how you neutralize an edge rusher like Max Crosby.
Hey, what if like digging deep in the old Fitzy's bag of Patriots knowledge, what if this was like the Varsity Letterman game, which is a game that played out very much like that? Remember back in 2012?
I was covering I was covering the Texans, and I couldn't believe they did that.
It was awful. It was ridiculous. Not that I expect the Raiders to march out with Tom Brady and the satin white jackets, but I could see them coming out like that. The game was 28-0 before it even got to halftime practically.
Yep.
I could see them, like you're saying, Ted, running right at him just like they did J.J. Watt that night, mixing in a little play action and trying to dictate the tempo. And, of course, the OC at that time was McD, so it would make sense.
The one thing I will say is historically – the Patriots offense, with McDaniels going back, I'm talking decades, doesn't generally struggle with the elite edge rushers. They usually found a way to not let them ruin it. The times that they had problems were either interior rushers or like the Giants, like a unit that's just good, where it was coming from kind of all angles for rushers. Now, if they have the tools to do that in this incarnation, I'm not sure yet, because I think Max Crosby is really good, but it's a good first test for Drake May and Josh McDaniels in the line all together. Let's go back to the phone line. Stiz, let's go to David in the car. What's up, David?
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen. So I am somewhat a little bit optimistic about this game, but I am concerned, and I'm not picking the Patriots. And I hate to say that, but I got to go with my gut. The fact that Gonzo is not playing, I think that's an issue. I think Drake is going to throw a couple interceptions, and it's going to be a low-scoring game, and I think at the end the Raiders are going to win, unfortunately. The home winning against the Raiders is going to come to an end this Sunday. I'm just being a realistic person here.
Thanks for the call, David. Very realistic, little negative. Do we have an opposite of the Homer horn? Do we have like a Boo Birds or something when there's a real negative take? Forget that. I feel like I'll hear that too often.
There isn't a team that's going to come in and play the Patriots again that only have four wide receivers. No, yeah. I mean, the Raiders.
But Bowers, signed a fifth. You could call him a wide receiver.
He is a wide receiver. That's a good point. I'm curious how they're going to cover Bowers. Who?
Yeah, not well.
Who covers
that might
him?
Be a hint towards my pick.
Who do they put on him?
I don't know who has Bowers in our league, but I think that guy is going to score a lot of fantasy points this week. because I think that guy's going to have a lot of targets,
so
a lot of catches.
A tight end, he's 6'4", 235. Yeah. He's really just a big-ass wide receiver.
Absolutely. So. And that's why if I'm them, I don't freak out about my lack of receivers.
Right.
I have Jacoby Myers. We know he's an 80-catch receiver, good receiver. I have Brock Bowers. He is a very good big receiver, whatever you want to call him. And we added a dynamic weapon out of the backfield. Like, we get all hot and bothered about Travion Henderson. That's great. They added one, too. They added one that theoretically is better because he
went back off the board.
Yeah, he went the sixth pick. Yeah, top 10 running back. Like, a top 10 running back means
highest since Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, and we see what Saquon does for teams like the Eagles, like he did last year. So they have that. Let's finish out the drive here with our guy Bradfo. He talked to Peyton Tolley for his 2-minute grill. You can hear that on the Mass Mutual pregame show about his second start in Major League Baseball, this time on the road.
But here we are. We're in a whole new, brave new world for Garrett Crochet. That's an indisputable fact. And they have to take care of him. They can have to do whatever they can. There's nothing they can really do. It's not that they can say, hey, we're going to skip two starts because they need him. Like we talk about Tolley, they need him. They need Crochet. And, you know, I think that we have to be aware. They can talk about their sports science and taking care of him and everything else. All I know is this. Is that there are so few guys now that do what pitchers used to do, which is go 220, 225, 230 innings into a season with postseason runs and come out of it just like feeling just great. So Zach Gallen, the guy we're going to go over and talk to today, he did 240 something innings and he's just starting to get right just now. So you have to take care of this guy. You have to do whatever you can to give him whatever breaks you can. And what you hang your hat on is he's a big guy. He's adjusted to things. And listen, I mean, there's no doubt about it. We can talk about Roman Anthony. We can talk about Chapman. This guy's the most important guy they have.
So that's the Red Sox pitching situation. You got Crochet, who may or may not be fading. It may have been an aberration. His location was off, or maybe he's getting a little fatigued. And then you have Tolley, who's here to save the day, and everybody thinks he's the next big thing. And I'm included in that. I tweeted it last, was that last Friday night that we were at the debut? He's special. He looks special. He just has it.
If Tolley is what we think he might be, then I'm not as worried about the Roman Anthony injury because I think at the end of the day, it's pitching's more important. The pitching is more important than the hitting, in my opinion, on this team. And so I'm if Tolley can turn out to be something, you talk about found money, Fitzy.
If Story stays where he's been, Ted, if your guy, St. Bregman, actually picks his game up at the plate and doesn't worry,
he needs to,
he's like 4 for his last 40. And Jaron Durant, that's not great. It's not great. And Jaron Durant can be more of a positive than a minus both in the field and at the plate. They'll be fine. I don't know if they'll lock in that first wild card spot, but they'll hold the fort and bring postseason baseball back to New England, which is what I think we're all most primarily concerned about.
We've been building toward this all show and all week. Football season is here. Up next, we'll make our predictions, a six-pack of picks around the horn here of games, and we'll all pick the Patriots-Raiders game. That's up next on WEEI Afternoons. But Dan Ball, for the final time today, for the final time this week, tells us what's trending.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's AUDACY.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
This one I thought I couldn't get in a better mood. It's football season. We got a little Outcast. Always feel a little better with some Outcast playing. WEEI Afternoons, Friday, 5:30. We're going to have a new feature. It's called the Pick Six, where we're going to pick, coincidentally, six games around the National Football League. Everybody that's a part of the show gets to make their pick. So run the intro, Stiz.
A pick six. He's picked. Touchdown on a pick six. Jones with the pick six.
And he flips the game.
Let's go!
You know who we should get to join this segment at some point?
Love
Ted.
It.
And I think he's your former teammate.
What's up, Bub?
Asante Samuel.
Yes. Let's get Asante on.
Let's get him on, because he's controversial on Twitter, we should say.
Well, he just says what he thinks about Bill Belichick.
And
I get those people that do that get...
Yeah. How would you know?
I wouldn't know what that feels like.
But I think his handle is like pick six something on Twitter. That's why I thought of it. Maybe you want to get
him
on. I
think he's always got like a big old kind of dog rocket in his mouth, too, that he likes to... If he's going to do an interview, I think it's got to have accompanying with a big dog rock.
I look forward to it. So I'm going to kick things off here. I could have gone with an easier pick. I decided to go with what I think is the game of the week, the game I'm most excited for, Sunday Night Football, Ravens and Bills.
Awesome.
I am going Ravens -1.5 over the Bills. I think the Ravens are the better all-around football team. I'm rooting for Josh Allen, but my brain says give me the Ravens. Fitzy, what do you got?
All right, well, someone's going to have to win this game because it's going to be played and no one's going to watch it unless they're a fan of either of the two teams or should they be a season ticket holder for MetLife Stadium in North Jersey. I see Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers with the poverty case that is Cam Hayward, who's probably going to play on Sunday, coming into MetLife Stadium and pulling off, well, it's not really a shocker, they're going to grind one out. He gets what resembles his revenge Sunday in the Aaron Glenn era, starts out like so many others for New York Jetropolitans coaches. Give me Steelers over the Jets, 17-13.
I like Aaron. I think it's going to be a rough one for him as head coach there, the Jets. Yikes. All right, so I picked the Bengals versus the Browns. This is, to me, is a layup. Well, Ted, the Bengals suck in the usually the week one games, and it's true. They haven't won a week one game since 2021.
Ooh.
Joe Burrow's career record versus the Browns, how about this, is 3-5. And he has a 1-4 record in week one. So typically he has not been good, but they have emphasized slow starts. Joe Burrow played in a preseason game for the first time in forever this preseason. And Joe Flacco is the quarterback for the Browns. Please, let's see. What are they favored by? The Bengals are favored by
5.5.
I think it's going to be – I think they're going to be fine. I think they win pretty handedly. So I got the Bengals in this one.
Ooh, that's come down a point, by the way.
You button-hooked me there. You gave me all the reasons why I should not pick the Bengals, and then you picked the Bengals. So they're due.
They're due,
so you're saying they're due on opening day.
That's it.
Dan Ball.
Yeah, I got the Cardinals -6.5 over the New Orleans Saints simply because I followed along with the quote-unquote quarterback competition between Spencer Rattler and Tyler Shuck, and the fact that a real NFL team had a quote-unquote competition between those two gentlemen tells me that they should not be picked once this season. But I like all the pieces of Arizona's offense, including their head coach, Jonathan Gannon. I feel like everybody's kind of been waiting for Kyler Murray to take that next step. I don't know if this is the year necessarily, but they got a good running back. back in James Conner, and I really like potential Marvin Harrison year two jump here. So give me the Cardinals because I think they kind of have a week one layup this week.
And also, Dan, they also have like one of the best RB2s who's waiting to break through in Trey Benson. And Trey McBride might be the tight end no one's talking about who could be TE2 behind Bowers this year.
Let's go to Mr. I don't know who that is. Stiz.
I am taking the Lions to beat the Packers. They're in Green Bay on Sunday. Now, I don't have any numbers and math.
Yeah, who needs all that?
I do like Jared Goff, and I'm not going to lie. I do like Dan Campbell, and I wanted Detroit to win last year. I was rooting for them. They got close but didn't quite get there, so I'm going to pick the Lions over
So are
the
you
Packers.
Concerned that they lost both of their coordinators?
No.
I don't know who they are.
I was asking.
No, I do know. The name is on the tip of my tongue, but he almost was going to try out here, right?
Ben Johnson.
Interview. Yeah, so I'm going
to
go.
He had a tryout to be the Patriots head coach, but he didn't.
Where's our sixth? Frazoco, where's he?
I think he doesn't have a microphone, so we'll just have to read his pick. Brian Frazoco.
He texted in his submission, which must be different from our text chat. He's got the Texans at +3 in their matchup here in week one. Just getting that text submission a moment ago, which
glad
is great.
You updated, so we that's can not what it says here.
I know it's not, which is why I'm doing this on the fly. The Texans +3 against the Rams is his pick, the sixth and final here in our pick six.
Okay, so if you want to play that as a parlay, I would say why. But if you want to, I do not have the updated numbers, but if he had gone with his original pick, it would have been $10, making you $503.
Now, holy smokes.
You got to win all six games.
That's
so,
a lot of Gantz.
But good luck. All right, so now we get to what we've really been waiting for, our picks for Patriots Raiders, 1 o'clock season debut, Gillette Stadium. Patriots have never lost to the Raiders at Gillette Stadium until now. The Raiders, 27, the Patriots, 20. I think the middle of the defense for the Patriots is the biggest concern. I don't love the idea of new linebacker Robert Spillane and these two new safeties going against Brock Bowers, Jacoby Myers, and then obviously Ashton Jeanty out of the backfield. I also think Ashton Jeanty is going to run at the middle of that defense, and I think the Raiders are going to move the ball kind of at will, kind of the way they want to. And I'm just not quite sure about this offensive line dealing with Max Crosby and that Raiders defensive front. So I don't think they're going to be able to keep up. They score 20 points, which isn't terrible. They lose by 7, which is not great. Fitzy.
All right. Okay. You know what? I was leaning all week back and forth, this way, that way, teetering, tottering. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a field goal game. But I think in the end, the New England Patriots, with plays made by the ascending booty, the clutch Pop Douglas, and of course the alpha Steph Diggs, make their way down the field, putting rookie kicker Aurora Borealis in position to drill the game-winning 43-yarder. As time expires, your New England Patriots take home the W, and the Foxborough faithful and fanimals go home happy to a bath of wings, steak tips, buffalo chicken dip, and Bud lattes. 23-20, your final score.
Teddy. Right.
I got the Pats winning as well. Close one, 24-23.
Oh, a one-pointer.
You pointed to the Patriots' defense in the middle being soft. I think the Raiders' defense in the middle is softer.
Mm.
And so
who's the softest?
I think they're going to get some work done in the middle of the field with Hunter Henry, DeMario Douglas. And so I like the Pats in this one. I only got them winning 8 games, and one of the games has got to be against the Raiders. I am kind of, I always put a little bit of the something into the West Coast team going, flying to the East Coast for a 1 o'clock start. Their bodies thinks it's 10 o'clock in the morning, and that usually has an effect. And I think that will be, to some degree, impact the Raiders. So I got the Patriots in this one.
Dan Ball.
Yeah, I got the Raiders 21, Patriots 17. I do agree with everybody that it's going to be a close game, but I do think it's going to take a little bit of time. I think the first month may be a little uglier than Patriots fans are hoping for, which is okay as they deal with injuries and putting all these pieces together. So I have the Raiders by 4. Frazoco, by the way, has Patriots 24 and Raiders 20 as his pick for this weekend.
Footy pajama Stiz.
And I'm the opposite of you, Daniel. I'm going with the Patriots 21, Raiders 17. It's gonna start out good. It's gonna be like UNC's first drive with me. You know, it's gonna start off good. You're gonna be like, we're back, baby. And then,
I would like to see that. That would be fun. If they started in UNC fashion, now hopefully the rest doesn't play out that way from a Patriots perspective, but if Drake May just boom, 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 right down the field, let's say he goes like 5 of 6 passing, you get a couple runs from Stevenson and Henderson, and all of a sudden right down the field, 7-0.
Well, look at the very first play of the first preseason game.
Yeah, Travion Henderson making plays. Yeah, I would love for that to happen. I wish I was a little bit more confident that it will happen. But those are our picks. And the updated numbers, if you did want to run that six-pick parlay, six-leg parlay, $10 will make you $510.78. That is a nice little cha-ching if you trust us and think we know what we're talking about. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for Odds and Ends. Will Campbell will make his debut. It's all new to him, this whole NFL thing. New uniform, new teammates, new everything, not so much. There's something that won't be new, and it's kind of gross when you hear about it. That's up next, Odds and Ends, WEEI Afternoons.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Hey, Stiz, who this?
Gunna.
Gunna?
Gunna. Apparently, Ted was telling us this is Burrow's favorite song.
Joe Burrow's got a... This is one of his favorite songs for his pregame warm-up.
I like it. The beat goes crazy.
Okay, Gunna.
This is one-on-one.
One-on-one with Gunna here on WEEI Afternoons, coming up on Odds and Ends, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Your trusted charity for car donations also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. So I teased it before the break. Will Campbell will make his Patriots debut, his NFL debut, new uniform. He's going to look all sharp, right? Must be nice the first time, Ted, you put on that NFL uniform big time, right?
Yes, love it. Absolute best.
It's kind of like getting married. I apparently need something old as well, according to Will Campbell, because Will Campbell told an interesting story here about
You got married in something old?
Isn't that like old and new and blue and borrowed? And no, that's a wife thing. No, okay, it's a woman thing. Okay. Not for the men. Men
sure?
Just wear a tux.
Okay. All right.
Men just wear a tux. Yeah. But Will Campbell told a story on the Dudes on Dudes podcast with Julian Edelman, Rob Gronkowski, and Matt Light also there. And it's an interesting story that I think Ted is not going to love, but let's hear what he has to say.
The underwear that I wear under my game day pants since high school every game are Superman PSD underwear. They are in a Ziploc bag until game day.
Mm-hmm.
Can we unpack this just for a minute?
Wait. So you wear the same underwear?
I've worn the same pair of underwear under my pants since sophomore year of high school.
You haven't gotten bigger?
There's barely anything left.
Ladies, did you hear that?
So it's like a good luck thing.
What happens when it rips?
They are ripped. There's no bottom.
Then you go jock over. Are you going to put the jock over your...
No, I wear like some compressions over it, but they have to be on.
Okay, I get it.
You wash them?
Yes, I wash them.
Oh. Well, you talk about the Ziploc bag, and I thought maybe it was like that.
Well,
was
they
part
just
of the...
can't get touched.
They can't get touched.
Yeah. What happens, like, truly, if like someone loses them or something, or they truly like...
If somebody else lost them, I would flash out.
He would flash out, which I don't even really know what that means. I think means get really angry. Ted, is this normal, weird, super superstitious?
Now that I hear this, I love it.
Oh, okay.
So it's Superman. It's not just regular underwear. It's Superman underwear.
Yeah.
Which, who doesn't feel stronger wearing Superman underwear?
I don't know. I haven't worn it since I was five.
Okay. I haven't either, but my feeling is I would feel strong wearing it. And you know what? This is what I love about offensive linemen. This is what makes them unique. This is what makes them, I think, the heartbeat of a good football team is having an offensive lineman that think like Will Campbell is. So I love the fact he wears underoos, basically.
Yeah.
You know, Superman underoos to get power from his underwear. I think it's awesome.
And Fitzy, so we're coming up on, it's got to be somewhere in the range of like 75 football games he's worn these for, right? Sophomore, junior, senior of high school, 3 years at LSU, 12 games
per
year.
Oh, we're in the 80s,
Andy. Yeah, that's well-traveled underwear.
Either of you guys have a superstition like that?
No.
Not like that, no. I mean, it was weird what I wore. I mean, I wore the same things all the time, but nothing weird about it.
And I also think it's weird, because when I heard the bag part of it, I keep them in a Ziploc bag, yeah. I thought he meant they've never been washed. Like, it's still the same odors and scents.
I'd have an issue with it if it was that. No, that's what I thought originally.
Gross.
That would be weird.
But I feel like trainers and doctors would have issues, too.
They,
I don't feel like that'd be sanitary.
Guys, they would have like turned into particle board and like blown away in the wind at this point. Like they would have crusted away. Dear God.
But it also makes me wonder, like, is there going to be a time where they just disintegrate? And is he going to freak out that he can't go to the game with his trusty Superman underwear on?
You'll have him stitched into something else.
Yeah, you worry. Is he going to out?
Or just like the
this?
Band, maybe? Like the underwear will be gone. He'll just have the elastic band from the old underwear wrapped around him.
Hey, if he thinks it makes him feel play better, then wear all the damn underwears you want to wear.
Makes his arms longer, makes his hands bigger, makes blocking easier. He's just a much better football player. I will say, if you were making a list, Fitzy, that we talked about earlier, that players to watch, Will Campbell is maybe number one, is in the top couple.
Top three,
yeah,
for sure, absolutely. I mean, he was added to the injury report with an ankle.
Don't worry about it.
Mike Onwenu said it's not going to be a thing when he had his interview on the midday show earlier today. You know, if they're going to run, and I still think they're going to be a run first and run heavy team, look for him in space to get out there and take advantage of that undersized linebacking and undersized secondary core for the Raiders.
Especially when he gets that Superman underwear rolling on the edges there. I also just, I know we've talked about this a lot, but when you hear his voice, like just like in your ears again, his voice is awesome. And not just the voice, but the, I don't even know what the pacing of it. Sort of the way he paces everything. Like, he's not going to get moved. Like, you know how when I start talking too fast, too loud, he doesn't have that. It's always going to be that one sort of pace.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Even when he's talking about his sophomore year Superman.
Does it remind you of a former great guard that played here?
John Hanna.
There you go, John.
John Hanna. Hog Hanna, my guy.
That's it.
My guy, Hog Hanna. Of course, he was a guard. We're hoping Campbell's a tackle, at least for now.
Speaking of hogs, hey, it's Arcan.
Oh, Arcan's coming in. I feel like Arcan might be ready to yell at me about something. I don't know. He looks a little cranky. I'm not going to lie to you. He's always fired up about something. But I actually heard last night when I was driving home, I appreciated this. And I agree with Andy Hart. It's a fireable offense out there. Of course, he was giving me credit for something that might be, you know, like toxic to some Patriots fans or something they don't want to hear. So,
well, I agreed with it too. So
yeah. So we're on the same page here. Do you have underwear from sophomore year of high school?
I do not.
Did you wear underoos, though? Because I did.
Underoos?
You remember the
like Superman
tidy whiteies?
It was
well, no, they're more like
the
tidy. Yeah,
different superhero underwear called underoos.
Not when I was in high school. I did you before was, that. Yeah. I was
if you were as big as Ted, you would have. And if anybody said anything, it would have been not a big deal.
Probably not. But
you're
yeah.
big like Ted.
Yeah, I did wear those at one point. George is starting to transition to the underoos.
Does he feel strong? Maybe you can ask him. Does he feel stronger, more athletic, more prepared for a big challenge like playing a football game?
You know,
he might. He got me again today. He got. See, I have a little bit of a fat.
I see
here.
It.
He got me. We were sitting there. We got him this train, like a train costume
like a
for Halloween. And Cindy put it on him, and he comes running up to me. I thought he was coming in for a hug. He comes running up to me like he's hitting me with the train, and boom, got right in the kisser. Yeah.
We still pretending these are accidents?
I don't know if they were ever.
There's going to be a time where you're going to have to put George in his place and set the record straight that you are the dad and still.
Oh, it's going to have to,
It's going to have to come soon.
I was hoping it'd be before he turned three, but, you know. after that, I should say. But this is where we're at. Yeah.
So what do you got tonight? Two-plus hours of the Christian Arcan show?
A lot of football. We have all the preview here of this game. I do want to take a look at Pete Carroll vis-a-vis Bill Belichick and where these two fellas are right now in their career.
Interesting.
It's a very interesting dichotomy, I think,
in terms of
where they both are.
Who still has their fastball, who's still likable, things of that nature.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
Who's a disaster and who's a guy in the NFL who people don't have high hopes for, but is in the NFL and seems to have some positive momentum with that franchise.
And his players get along with him, and he doesn't seem like he's petty and burning bridges and going down this road.
Doesn't have a 24-year-old girlfriend.
Who are we talking about? I feel like we just really aired out a lot of things there.
Sure did.
Stick around for Christian Arcan, the Christian Arcan show till 8:40.
Bye, Fitzy.
Mass Mutual. Bye, Fitzy. Mass Mutual pregame show. It's Peyton Tolley night here for WEEI and Red Sox Nation. Enjoy football. A weekend filled with football, including tonight in San Paolo, where you have the Chiefs and the Chargers, Patriots, Raiders on Sunday. And we'll be back with a Patriots Monday. We'll talk to Drake May about his first opening day start at quarterback for your New England Patriots. We'll talk to you on Monday, 2 to 6. See ya.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.